Great way to end the season today, getting our first division win. And it's good to end the season on a high note, heading to the offseason with a lot of momentum. But we know that we have to continue to build off this momentum, and you know, it won't mean anything if we don't come back in the offseason and ready to work.
Coach Zimmer said that you gave him the ball after the game, said first division win. Why'd you give it to him instead of keeping it for yourself? It was your first win, too.
I was more excited for Coach Zimmer. You know, I wanted to tell him first of many, but, you know, I was so excited, so caught up, and just how well the guys played today. You know, today showed a lot of character, you know, the character of this team. Talk about Adi Cole, Adam Thielen, guys we asked to make plays for us today, and those guys stepped up, did a great job. So, you know, it was an overall team effort, but I just felt so comfortable, and just felt good giving Coach Zimmer that ball.
This season with all the injuries and all the distractions and all that kind of stuff?
I did a great job. And, you know, they say leadership starts from above. So you did a great job. And, you know, it trickled down into, you know, the coaching staff and into the locker room. And, like you said, with all the adversity that we were faced with, I think he did a great job of, you know, coaching us on the run and preparing us and teaching us how to handle every situation. And that's the type of players that he wanted on his team. He wanted tough and physical football players, but also tough mentally. So, and we did a great job for the most part, and you know, I'm just proud of this team.
How do you think you did in that leadership role this season for the first time?
I think I did pretty good. You know, I was able to lead from within my character. You know, I wasn't asked to do anything out of my character. So, you know, it's always good when you have a group of leaders like Chad Greenway, Brian Robinson, Greg Jennings, Linval Joseph. You know, a group of guys who, you know what it takes to win on this level. So, you know, like I said, the leadership, it trickled down from the coaching staff into the locker room, and and I was able to do a great job also.
What did you learn about yourself this season?
I learned that you know, I'm a resilient football player, but you know, not only me, this team is. You know, at the same time, we learned that we have to be a much better team in crucial situations. You know, there are a ton of positives that we can take away from this season, but we just want to continue to do the things that will help us down the road win those close football games that we're in this year. And at the same time, like I said, a guy showed great character, great resiliency.
If someone had told you at the start of the year you'd start 12 games, go 6-6, throw for nearly 3,000 yards, would you have taken that?
I would have told you you're crazy. You know, and I thought that this was going to be a year where I was just going to be able to come in and compete. But, you know, things happened. Like you say, we were faced with adversity this year. And whenever my number was called, I had to always be ready. You know, anything could have happened early in the season. And unfortunately, we lost Matt Castle, but you know, we lost a ton of other guys. You talk about finishing the season with, you know, two of your starting linemen out of the lineup. You know, I think we did a great job, not only me, but like I said, guys like Vlad Dukas, Joe Berger, the guys who we asked to step in for the guys who've been hurt.
Can you take us through the touchdown pass, like when you realized they busted the coverage?
As soon as I got the snap, I just peeked over there. I saw that the corner and the safety had a miscommunication. The safety seemed to be playing the middle of the field, and the corner seemed to be playing cloud coverage. So it was one of those deals where, you know, easy throw, just lay it out there and allow the guy to make the play. And you know, that's the same throw that I had early in the year in the Atlanta Falcons game when I missed Jarius Rice. So you know, it was just good to be able to hit those easy throws and, you know, capitalize.
Are you at the point now where maybe – like that throw to Jerry, she said, maybe you would kind of think, okay, let's get it in there now. It's just instinctively, and you see the guy and you hit the guy. I mean, do you think that kind of happened throughout the course of the year where you got to the point where you had that comfort level?
Oh, yes. And, you know, one thing I can say about this year heading to next year is that I have experience now. You know, I've been able to start 12 games and play in 13. So, you know, that's one of those deals where you get so comfortable and, you know, you develop that chemistry playing with guys. And, you know, you just gain confidence each week. You know, I was able to start 12 games. My next 12 games will be much better than, you know, my previous 12. So just being able to gain confidence throughout the course of the year, I think that's what this year was about.
What are the things you kind of take from this season and tell yourself, this is the next step for me, this is what I've got to work on this offseason?
You know, that's one of those deals that I'm going to get with the coaching staff tomorrow, and we're just going to have an overview of this season. You know, for me, on the most part, I think that, like I said, towards the second half of the season, I did a better job of just thinking less and playing faster. So, but that's one of the biggest takeaways that I'll take away from this season heading to the offseason.
Do you think thinking less now, you're getting more on your talent and your instincts? Where, you know, last week Jennings said that pass that you gave to him for the touchdown was the one he's been waiting for, And now you're kind of getting that just kind of on instinct.
Yeah, I had a talk with Greg early in the year, and talk about Greg, a guy who's played with Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers. You know, he has experience. He knows what, you know, quarterback, the ball, the type of ball that a quarterback should be throwing, the ball placement, you know, the type of touch that should be on the pass. And, you know, I had a talk with Greg, and he just told me, hey, man, you know, I know you want to see every throw. You want to be perfect, but just feel it. You know, trust that we're going to be in the right area at the right time and lay it out there and trust that we're going to come down with the catch and make a play for the team. So hearing those words from Greg, you know, it just gave me motivation, gave me some confidence as the year went on.
How do you feel? The guy who works on special teams getting a catch, touchdown last game?
I'm very happy for Adam. You know, Adam was one of the first wide receivers that stood out to me when I arrived here. He competed with us in the rookie mini camp, and he just showed flashes ever since then. And he's a guy who works hard each week, whether it's in the special teams or on the offensive side of the ball, or even if he's giving our defense a look on the scout team. And, you know, I'm glad to see that he was able to score his first receiving touchdown today.
What happened on that interception? Can you take us through that?
It was a poor throw. And I threw the ball behind Cordero on the slant route. You know, if I just put the ball right on him or on his upfield shoulder, at least he can catch it and get a gain of 4 or 5 yards. But I left the ball behind him, and it just went off of his hand. So, you know, I could, like I said, I could do a better job of, you know, ball placement and just finishing throws.
Disappointing when you have a throw maybe just a little bit off and it gets tipped for an interception, which is maybe something you can't really control at that point.
Yeah, that's one of the things you can't control. You know, every pass isn't going to be a perfect throw. And every time you drop back, you're not going to have a perfect pocket. So, you know, I just have to be able to have short-term memory in that situation. The ball was intercepted on the second play of the second half. We could have easily, you know, threw in the towel. But our defense did a great job of stopping those guys in the red zone. And we just built up that momentum.
Was that your first NFL tackle? I can't remember. Save a touchdown there.
Yeah, I believe it was. And hopefully I don't have to be making many of those.
Game you come out here, the crowd just cheers for you. Sometimes when you don't want them to because you're trying to get to work, but how is that to just feel that every time you come on the field, the fans here are just out there for you?
Oh, we love it. You know, not only because they're chanting my name or anything, but it's just the support. You know, the fans have been loyal to us all year. You know, we've had some cold games, you know, our first year outside, and, you know, they've stood by our side, whether we traveled, they attended the away games also. So, you know, we're thankful to have a fan support like the one we have here, and it's just going to be exciting moving forward. I say it's pretty cool, but our guys would disagree because they are chanting when we're on offense.
Outside looking in, it looks like this might be your team now. Do you feel differently now than you did, I think it was 3-4 weeks ago?
You know, I'm going to say the same thing I said 3 weeks ago. You know, this is as much as Vlad Dukas team, you know, Jabari Price, you know, Jared McKinnon, the same guys. You know, this, you know, I'm glad to be the quarterback of the Minnesota Vikings. And, you know, it was great to hear those words from the coach, like I said. But, you know, everyone plays a role around here. And I'm just excited to be, you know, on a team with a group of guys. And, you know, it's going to be kind of bittersweet because it could be the last time I'm taking the field with some of the guys on this team because it's just the nature of the business. But, you know, it was a special season, and I was glad to be a part of it.
Stepped up all season long with injuries and what have you. Did it kind of sum up the season today, maybe the way Thielen stepped up on offense and then Audie Cole on defense?
Oh, yes, and it just shows that we have a ton of talent. And like I said, it shows the character of the team. You know, guys could have easily just had that mindset of, hey, this is the last game, you know, let's just get through it. But our guys came out. We competed today. Talk about Audie Cole, you know, having 10-plus tackles today. You know, he played lights out today for us. And like I said, Adam Thielen, he changed the game for us. Whether it was in the kicking game, making a tackle, he saved the touchdown on the kick return. He had a touchdown catch in the game. So, you know, those guys did a great job today, and we're proud of them.
In the locker room was like after today's game?
That was a good feeling, you know, especially being able to get that first division win. And we work hard each week around here, and it's just good to see our hard work paying off.
Time for a couple more?
Yeah. This week you scored only 13 points, won last 2 weeks. You're up 14-0, lost. How do you believe the offense did overall this week?
We did pretty good, but I know that we could have played better today, and I know that I could have played much better today. And you know, like I said, the expectation level around here is pretty high for us. So, you know, we're just going to build off this momentum today, though. It's always good to get the win. You know, no matter how you get it, as long as you win the football game, that's what it's all about. But, you know, we know that we're capable of playing much better than we did today. But, you know, Chicago is a pretty good team also defensively, and we knew that it was going to be a challenge.
Hey, what's your plan for the offseason in terms of where you're going to work out or who you're going to work out with?
I'm pretty sure I'll be back home in the western area, though, western Florida. And I'm just going to talk with the coaching staff tomorrow and see what the plan is moving forward.
Is there one player, one thing that stand out from this season as you go into the offseason?
There are a ton of plays and a ton of things that could stand out, whether it's as you can see, Greg Jennings making a one-hand catch, bailing me out on a bad pass, or, you know, the two block punts that we had in the Carolina game, you know, or the first game of the season, Cordarrelle Patterson takes a pitch out of the backfield all the way down to for a touchdown. So just little things like that, you know, that stands out about this year, and you know, it gives you some excitement going into next year.
Kind of to get away from some of the distractions at right in Miami, just to hone in.
Well, you know, I've always been good at blocking out distractions, so you know, I have to continue to be a pro, and you know, I'll just be in Western. That's where I train at before the draft, and I'll just go back down there. It's a place called Fitspeed.
Oh, did you say Western?
Yeah, Western.
Oh, I think it's West Florida. Yeah.
West.
Okay.